Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
How are the Holy See's relations with the Italian Republic? It is here, in the Italian capital of Rome, you'll find the world's smallest sovereign state. That's right, it's Vatican City. Well, what sort of cooperation is there between the two sovereign states, and in what areas? These and other questions were on our mind this Thursday when Pope Francis went to visit the President of Italy, Giorgio Napolitano, at the President's official residence, the Palazzo Quirinale. It's so called because of its situation atop the Quirinal Hill. In remarks to the President and all those gathered for the occasion, Pope Francis spoke of the importance of the Lateran Pacts, in which the State of Italy and the Holy See officially recognized each other. They also spoke about the subsequent insertion of the pacts into the Italian Constitution, and the later revision of their terms to accommodate changing times and needs. "We have in this," said Pope Francis, "the solid normative frame of reference for a serene development of relations between the Holy See and Italy." Well, to learn more about the history and the relations between the two sovereign states, Chris Altieri spoke with Professor Giorgio Salzano, who for many years taught courses in political philosophy at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome.
In Republican times, the relations have always been very good, thanks to the Lateran Pacts that gave to the Pope what he needs. So, in the early days of the Republic, there might have been some tensions because Christian Democrats complained of an excessive intermingling of the Holy See in Italian affairs, which is not quite true, but it was important when after the Vatican II Council were created the conferences of bishops. So since then, the relations between the Holy See as such and the Italian states have always been very good. Because if there were any troubles between the Italian church and the state, was trouble for the Conference of Bishops.
That's an interesting way to look at it, that the national conference was able to do all of the things that it needed to do as a national conference without depending directly sort of institutionally on the Holy Father. But there's a great deal of cooperation between the Holy See and the State of Italy on charitable activities, cultural affairs, cultural events and things like this. We hear of periodic concerts that are given. So can you talk a little bit about maybe the spirit of relations?
Let's put it this way. Rome was the Pope's city. Nowadays is also the capital of Italy. So any occasion of showing accord is always welcomed. Especially, as you mentioned, in charitable activities and concern for third world situations, and also sometimes events like concerts.
Pope Francis received at the Vatican the visit of the President Napolitano, back in June, if I'm not mistaken. And now, in a certain sense, this is his returning of the favor, of the courtesy of the visit. I guess what I'm wondering is, though, is this... do they do any sort of concrete work together at these occasions, or are they more symbolic?
I would say that they are essentially ceremonial and symbolic. As I said, if there are nuts and bolts questions, they are dealt through the Secretary of State, the Vatican Secretary of State. These are ways of showing that the Italian president recognizes the sovereignty of the Pope, and the Pope reciprocates the courtesy, recognizing the existence, the validity of the Italian state as what it is, the Commonwealth of all Italians.
Now, I want to put this last question to you sort of this way, and I guess I could put it in the key of your own work regarding symbols and their significance and, if you will, the mechanics of them. They are, we say in the trade, efficacious signs. So is there a sense in which these visits actually, let's say, effect that of which they are a sign?
I would say that it's important the fact that when there are, even besides these official visits between Pope and President, when there are official occasions of some importance, even Italian politicians who are, quotation mark, non-believers, feel obliged to participate. So the actual president of Italy is an ex-communist. Old man of wisdom, and so it is a symbolic recognition by the Italian state laico, secular, you would say, of the importance of the presence in Italy of the Church.
That was Professor Giorgio Salzano speaking with Chris Altieri about the state and spirit of relations between the Holy See and the state of Italy on occasion of Pope Francis's first official visit to the President of the Italian Republic.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.